From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. For those of you who are keeping track of when the rest of the country might quit talking about Florida and its voting delays, it should be tomorrow afternoon. That's should. That's according to the Department of State. But notice when Chris Kate, the spokesman, speaks, he uses the R word.
It'll technically be unofficial results, but it will be enough that we could make the decision on the recount or not. And in terms of the presidential race, if we don't make that recount call on that day, you should expect that whoever's leading the race at that time will be the ultimate winner when we certify results.
President Obama is leading Mitt Romney by about 60,000 votes out of 8.4 million. That's outside the one-half of 1% margin that would trigger a recount. Motion denied is the judge's response to Republican Congressman Alan West's illegal bid to round up Palm Beach County's ballots and voting machines. West wanted a recount in his losing race to Democrat Patrick Murphy for District 18. West's court ruling cites what he calls disturbing irregularities at the polls. Palm Beach Circuit Judge David Crow calls West's motion premature. He says it's not the court's place to get involved in elections.
The manner and method conducting an election, the process of recounting ballots, and the process of contesting an election is specifically a legislative function and not one for the courts.
The unofficial ballot count in the three-county race shows Murphy leading by too big a margin to trigger an automatic recount. What happens in St. Lucie County, if anything, remains to be seen. We could have done better. We will do better. That's Secretary of State Ken Detzner. And Governor Rick Scott is talking about the re-election of President Obama and the boost it gave to Democrats. Gina Jordan reports he managed to work in his own record into his remarks as he did it.
Governor Rick Scott spoke to reporters as he was about to board a flight. He says the federal government should take a cue from Florida.
We've reduced taxes, we've reduced regulation, we streamlined the permitting process, and guess what? Jobs are coming back. Biggest drop in unemployment in the country. So I hope the federal government does the exact same thing we're doing here in Florida. But at this point, I hope the country unites and let's get our jobs going again.
The election was considered a good night for Democrats. In the Florida legislature, Republicans still retained the majority, but they lost their supermajority status. That means Democrats will have more of a say in proposed legislation. Scott says he isn't focused on his own reelection right now.
What I'm focused on over the next 2 years is make sure that people can get a job if they want one, they can get a great education, and this is a place where you can afford to live.
The governor says he does plan to take a closer look at Florida's election system after reports of problems with absentee ballots in South Florida and long lines during early voting and on Election Day. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
The oldest member of the Baseball Hall of Fame has died at his home in Delray Beach at the age of 95. Lee McPhail was a longtime Major League Baseball executive who served as the Baltimore Orioles general manager from 59 to 65. McPhail was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1998. Lee McPhail was also a one-time president of the American League. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, there is no more Welcome Friday in a newsroom than the Friday following a presidential election, especially in Florida. So I'm hoping you, everyone else, and this time I have a wonderful weekend.